We could not find a solution that everyone agreed on. And so we have done, about both these issues, mostly nothing. Even after 26 kindergartners were killed in Newtown, Connecticut a few years ago. Our inability to wrestle these issues into a solution makes us inclined to say, it's hopeless. But hopelessness is the one thing that people of faith are not allowed to feel. We cannot be hopeless. We are the people whose work it is to keep the flame of hope alive in this world. We are the people who remember that there is a God whose hope for the earth will not die ever. But maybe there's one more thing that people of faith cannot do, especially about the epidemic of gun violence in this country. And it is this: nothing. We cannot do nothing. We don't all have to agree on what needs to be done first. Maybe you think the root cause of this violence is the easy availability of guns. Or maybe you believe it's really about mental illness, or violence in the media and in our entertainment, or maybe the root causes of despair in our society. Whatever you believe is most important, what will make a difference, work on that. Do something to make a difference, to make change in the world. Some of us will feel called to put time and energy into grassroots organizing. For some, it will be calling or writing the people we have voted into office. Maybe you can work on making peace in your own life and relationships. Or maybe it's prayer, the kind of prayer that isn't just a cheap, our thoughts and prayers are with you, but the kind of prayer that costs something, prayer that is intentional and sustained and faith-driven. We cannot be hopeless, and we cannot do nothing. We are people of faith in the God who has put all his marbles in this one basket, all his hopes into life on this earth. So hear these words from a poem by David White as a prayer that God might be praying for us this day. To be human is to become visible, while carrying what is hidden as a gift to others. To remember the other world in this world is to live your true inheritance. You are not a troubled guest on this earth. You are not an accident among other accidents. You were invited from another and greater night than the one from which you have just emerged. Now, looking through the slanting light of the morning window, toward the mountain presence of everything that can be, what urgency calls you to your one love? What shape waits in the seed of you to grow and spread its branches against a future sky? You, all of us, are being called to something greater than ourselves right now. God needs you. The world needs you.